Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Good afternoon to you, Simon. Good afternoon to the listeners. I'm going to carry on with our series on various questions which have arisen after vaccination. Now, the first one I'm going to actually deal with is a question which has been asked before vaccination, and it's a very common one. I've had a lot of questions asking me which is the better vaccine to get, the Pfizer or the Johnson & Johnson. Now, the fact of the matter is actually not going to really have a choice, because really the recommendation is take whatever vaccine comes your way first and get vaccinated. Because really the bottom line is that there's really nothing to choose between those two vaccines. They're both safe and they're both effective, and they both are shown to be effective against a variant which is dominant in our country. But just let me just give a brief background of what the difference is between these two vaccines. Both of these vaccines are very cleverly engineered. They've actually taken the genetic component of the virus, which codes for what's called the spike protein. That's the critical protein by which the virus attaches to cells, the spike protein or S protein. And that's the protein which gets made in the body after the vaccine is injected. The vaccine is the RNA. In other words, the genetic component, it makes the spike protein in the body, in the muscle cells, and then you mount an immune response which protects you if you're subsequently exposed to the virus. Now, in both cases, they've very cleverly engineered or doctored that genetic component. So the bottom line is that it actually makes a very much stronger immune response than you actually get from the natural infection. And this is quite important because with a variant, we want to get a very strong immune response, high level of antibodies or neutralizing antibodies, in order to protect you from the variant specifically. This was the one problem with other vaccines like AstraZeneca, which unfortunately don't give a stronger immune response or neutralizing antibody level, which you need for protection against our 351 variant. So the structure of these two vaccines is essentially the same in terms of that. The difference is that the Johnson & Johnson, instead of injecting the RNA, that little piece of a molecule or the genetic component, they actually latch it on, or it's stitched onto a carrier virus called adenovirus, and it's that virus which then conveys that little piece of mRNA into the cells in order to make the protein. That's the basic difference. There's another little bit of a difference, a little tweak on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. I won't go into the technical detail too much, but it's an additional tweak to make it an even stronger and durable immune response. So therefore, with the Johnson & Johnson, they found that one dose gives you an adequate long-lasting, when I say long, certainly for the 8 or 9 months that's been followed up, immune response. And you don't need a second dose as it stands. The Pfizer vaccine, you would need a second dose because it's after the second dose that you're going to get the good immune response, the good strong immune response, durable immune response. The spacing between that, I think we've dealt with already. The manufacturers have said 3 weeks between the first and the second dose. That's really based on the clinical trials which they've done, and they follow that. However, both the United Kingdom, bodies like the WHO, they found that if you prolong that delay between the first and the second dose in the United Kingdom, in fact, up to 12 weeks, then you get an even stronger immune response. Obviously, there's also a practical advantage because then you can, with the same amount of vaccine, cover more people more quickly. So we've actually gone for a sort of a middle path of 6 weeks. So instead of the 3 weeks, which is normally recommended, we've gone for 6 weeks. So that's the issue. I do often get asked, should you do an antibody test to confirm that you are immune? And the answer is no. The reason is that the commercial antibody tests, they're very good at telling you that you've been exposed to the virus before, but they so far have not really been shown to be a reliable indicator that you're immune. So we don't generally recommend that you go for an antibody test. It's not going to give you reliable information that you've got immunity. And I'll carry on with this next week. So meantime, have a good Shabbos, have a good weekend, and all the best.